Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Janet writes, I was preparing to install McAfee's antivirus program, but the user agreement gave me pause. It states that McAfee will, quote, take any personal and sensitive information they wish that is personally identifiable and share it with their providers. Does all antivirus software collect such information?
Wow. Congratulations, Janet. You are the one person out of a million who actually reads the EULA.
The EULA, or E-U-L-A, is GeekSpeak for End User License Agreement. It's the one thing you don't read before you click I agree when you're installing software, unless, of course, you're Janet, in which case you do read it and are greatly alarmed.
All right. Well, let's see what this thing actually says. Let me do a quick Google search for McAfee End User License. Okay, here we go. Yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. You agree to a bunch of stuff. And to the collection, processing, backup, storage, transfer, and use of this data by McAfee and its service providers. So they are definitely collecting data from everyone who installs their software. What I want to know is what kind of data are they collecting?
Well, it says here your name, email address, any payment info you gave them, plus stats about your computer, how much you use their software, how often you download updates, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Now, that's a lot of stuff, Ray. And in fact, the EULA even notes that it is personally identifiable data.
Sure, but think about what McAfee is trying to do here. They're gathering data from millions of different computers to try to identify new types of viruses and malware. So they actually need to know all that about your computer. And if you bought the software from them, then obviously they need your payment information. So I'm not a McAfee fan, but believe it or not, I think this makes sense. And other antivirus programs are probably going to do the same thing.
Now, you're almost always going to find weird, alarming stuff in the EULAs. EULAs are actually notorious for this kind of thing. Just for one example, the Apple iTunes EULA contains a clause forbidding you from using it for, quote, the development, design, manufacture, or production of nuclear missiles or chemical or biological weapons, end quote. Now, you'd be forgiven if you missed that part, because the last time I checked, the iTunes EULA was 56 pages long.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of legal controversy about how legally binding EULAs really are. It doesn't seem like anyone should reasonably be expected to read a 56-page legal document every time they download a software update. Some U.S. courts have upheld EULAs, while others have not, so you agree to them at your own risk.
But if you don't want to agree to them, you aren't ever going to install most software, sign up for most websites, or use most mobile devices. Now, some people think there should be restrictions on EULAs, and if you agree, you should write your congressperson about it. But for now, Janet, the best thing we can recommend is to just cross your fingers, click I agree, and install the software.
Ask Deemable Tech is provided without any guarantees or warranties of any kind expressed or implied. Ray and Tom are not responsible for damages or injuries that may occur while following their advice, including but not limited to data loss, screen freezes, annoying pop-ups, the blue screen of death, electrical shock, smoking, a weird burning smell, overheating, sticky keyboards, and shortness of breath. If you experience a strange pink rash with purple spots for more than 2 days after listening to this program, please consult a medical professional immediately. If you like Ask Deemable Tech and you want to make sure you never miss an episode, go to Deemable.com and sign up for our newsletter, or subscribe to the podcast. Just search iTunes for Ask Deemable Tech.
If you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868, or you can send us an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.
Ask Deemable Tech is sponsored in part by the Logistics Certification Program at UNF Continuing Education.